Time now for business news. Investors are showing renewed interest in the Hewlett-Packard Corporation after the ouster of CEO Carly Fiorina. Stock in the Silicon Valley company rose nearly 7% yesterday after her departure was announced. Hewlett-Packard's computer business has struggled in recent years, and a controversial merger with Compaq failed to deliver the promised boost in profits. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Analysts give Carly Fiorina credit for streamlining HP's wide assortment of business units and bringing new energy to the brand. But HP's computer business is still not making much money, despite the $19 billion acquisition of Compaq that Fiorina fought a bruising battle for. Board member Patricia Dunn told a conference call yesterday HP needs new management to lead the company's next stage of growth.
We thank Carly for her contributions over the past 6 years as we look forward to accelerating execution of the company's strategy.
Fiorina leaves Hewlett-Packard with a severance package worth about $21 million, while the board begins an immediate search for her replacement. Among the names that surfaced quickly is former Compaq boss Michael Capellas. He left the combined company soon after the merger and now heads MCI. Former board member Walter Hewlett, who led the fight against the merger, says HP is facing a number of challenges. He and other critics warn the merger would merely dilute the printer business that remains HP's biggest moneymaker. Some analysts say Hewlett-Packard would be more valuable if that printer business were spun off, but the board shows no signs of moving in that direction. Directors continue to believe, as Fiorina did, that the whole of HP is greater than the sum of its parts. Gartner analyst Carl Klont says that may be true if the whole is managed successfully. He says to do that, HP will need an executive who delegates more than Fiorina did.
While she held the people who reported to her accountable, they did not have the same relentless focus and execution that she did. And it's why the board says now what we need is a different kind of operationally focused leader that can manage a very big complex business predictably.
Fiorina said yesterday she regrets her differences with the board about how to execute HP's strategy, but she added HP's a great company and wished the people there much success. Scott Horsley, NPR News.